All right, it's time for us to get into our Monday motivational moment. And here to motivate us is our Monday motivator, Nina Spencer. How are you, Nina?
I'm terrific. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you. And every Monday you join us. Very kindly take a few moments out to jump in. And we just talk a little bit about, you know, keeping ourselves motivated and staying in the moment and moving ourselves forward. And I can't think of a better topic with those things in mind than the topic of perseverance.
Especially since the Ticats won so big again yesterday.
Yes, and just perseverance, right? You just keep at it, keep at it, keep at it. And you have a great story about someone who persevered above most.
Indeed. And you know, Mike, when I think about it, I really love that philosophy that says anything that's worth doing well is worth doing poorly at first. And almost anything that we're really good at now in our lives, there was a time when we probably weren't so good at it. So I read in the paper last week that there was this woman in Britain back on August 3rd, 1970, so it was, they were marking an anniversary, that she finally got her driver's license on the 40th try.
Wow.
The 40th try. So for all those people out there that have quote-unquote failed once or twice, you know, take heart. I'm sure that they'll get it before their 40th try, and I think that there are times when we need to remember that ourselves. It's an old adage, but if at first you don't succeed, and if it's worth going for, some goals or some ideas, you think, okay, I'm just going to let that one go, but if it's really worth going for and you ardently want it, try again.
I always found it really interesting, you know, when you look back on the things that you've done or your accomplishments in life, and it's the ones that you worked for. And I always use the example, you know, people when they talk to me and they always, you know, you've got such a great voice, and I'm like, well, you know, I was born with the voice. I mean, this is just a gift. I didn't do anything, but you know, something like I have no musical ability whatsoever. So, but I persevered to at least learn to play the guitar well enough that people don't run in horror. But that's like, that was something I accomplished.
Yes.
You know, I didn't accomplish having a deep voice. That was just something I was given. But the you know, something like guitar playing, something I just kept at it because I just really wanted it.
Absolutely. And even I think that if we all start to think about our personal stories of perseverance, and there are probably many, but as you say, the ones where you really had to keep going back and trying again or pushing through, they're the ones that stick with you. I can't recall if I've ever shared the story before that I was a competitive figure skater growing up, and I failed a particular dance in the testing of dances, the Paso Doble, it was called, and I failed it 10 times.
Wow.
I got it on the 11th time. I was the embarrassment of my club, and then, of course, it was a delight for everybody when Nina finally passed.
You see, now, the Paso Doble, I just opted not to even try it. So sometimes you have to call it, right? I mean, you have to know. I think some of it comes from just your own internal inspection of your own abilities. You sometimes need to know yourself well enough to say, you know, I don't know that I either, A, have the drive to continue to try this, or B, hey, maybe you don't have the skill set. This notion that you can do anything you want is really a bit of a lie that we tell everybody, because
yeah,
you can't do anything you want because you may not have the skills or even the ability to learn those skills. But in the end, if you honestly assess the situation and say, you know what, I want this so bad, I'm just going to keep trying, and we learn through trial.
And I think that that's the key there, right there, Mike. So this week's challenge, recognize if it's something that you really can achieve, it is attainable. And you know that you have the skill sets. It's just a matter of, I've got to try this again, I've got to try a different angle, whatever it is, study more, work harder, whatever it is. Go back and see what are some of the goals that you've let go of that you really could have achieved, the hoped for outcomes that you were working for, and see if you can reassess this week and perhaps try again. Because just like in sports, it's the same in life. It's when you hit that wall, like in the marathon, if you can push through the wall, that's when you win the race.
Try again. Nina Spencer, ninaspencer.com for all the fine work she does. Thank you, Nina. Talk to you in a couple of weeks.
All right, then.
All right.
Happy holidays.
All the best.